Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Highs of 84 today, all in all pleasant. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, 30% chance for showers. Back near 90 on Wednesday. 86 Thursday, chance for showers. Front comes through. Highs Friday, 74. 76 on Saturday, and it's hard to believe, but Sunday is in fact Easter Sunday with highs of 79. Today is Monday, April 6th, a new week on Wall Street, and we'll talk to Mark Rosen now, our friend, professor of finance at UNO, as we usually do for Monday morning markets with Mark. How are you, sir?
Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I was talking to a friend over the weekend who is close to retirement. So in a way, I envy him for that. But another way, I don't, because I don't know that he's got a lot more time to work to build up any funds. But he said his 401k is down $30,000. If it ever goes up again, he's going to take the money out as soon as it gets back up to where it was. But I'm thinking, well, if he does that, then he won't have time for it to go up again. Or if he had taken that, here's the other thing, if he had taken that money out before all of this happened, would it have gone down even more? Is it exponential in the way it goes down? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask you in my own clumsy way?
Tommy, I think so. But for everyone that's got retirement funds and retirement assets, what we need to be doing is looking forward to that retirement date. And then, similar to what has just happened, it came on as fast and furious. And look, I was included in that naturally, and the market was down about 30%. So if we don't have time to recover, if we don't have several years in front of us for this market to recover before somebody's retiring, they should have rotated that money. And when we say take it out, if you take it out prematurely, you're going to get hit with a penalty, meaning before 60. And if you're taking it out far before you're going to retire, you're going to get hit with a big tax bill. So what I've been telling people is, people that are concerned about where the market is going, you could rotate the money still within the 401k. You're taking it out of some of your stock funds or even bond funds, and you could rotate it and put it in a money market fund if you feel that way. And then it just sits in cash, still protected in the confines of the 401k. And then you don't go into all of the tax treatments or penalties or other things that might accrue to you if you have actually took the money out, like outside of that 401k and put it in your checking account somewhere. So that's not the thing to do. Depending on where you are in this scenario, you have several options in front of you, and some could keep the money safe and sound, meaning rotating it again to that to the money market.
So you would disagree,
I don't know if I
then,
answered your question.
Pardon me, you did. You would disagree then with Rudyard Kipling, who said if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, great poem, bad investment strategy.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. If you have any questions or comments, text them in the market, 870-870. We'll look ahead to the market. And, you know, I don't know, we've seen some positive signs, certainly not a flattening of the curve in some of the hot spots. I don't know how the financial markets are going to look at this. And then we got unemployment and so forth, and stimulus package will, and then after that, recovery. Because my own feeling, I agree with the president, that after this is over with, I think it is going to be an expansion like you wouldn't believe. The other thing I'd like to get your take on, Mark, is the president now talking about another perhaps $2 trillion stimulus bill, but for infrastructure. And I think we had a little bit of that with President Obama. Some of these shovel-ready projects were not really shovel-ready. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. Again, text your questions, 87870. Right now it's time for WWL Traffic.
From the WWL Ojibwe Medical Traffic Center, I'm Joshua Dausch. From the West Bank, all clear across the Crescent City connection through downtown, and both the Chalmette and Algiers ferries running normally this morning. Through Kenner and Metairie on I-10, looking good both directions. No disruptions traveling across the Bonnie Carrie Spillway Bridge or on the causeway. And traffic from the east, I-10 staying at speed up and over the high rise. Have a traffic tip, call WWL 504-260-INFO.
Let me tell you about Nash Heating and Air. Everybody over there is adhering to all of the CDC safety protocols. They are taking every precaution before, during, and after entering your home because they don't want to get sick. They don't want to get you sick. They do know, however, that you need that air conditioner, especially with the highs going near 90 degrees. They also have something you might want to talk to them about. It might help take some of the worry away from you for the coronavirus situation. It's a whole house or whole building air purification device. It's just an appliance. It's easily added to your current AC system, and it kills up to 99% of bacteria, mold, and viruses in your house, place of business. It kills 99% of viruses on surfaces and 99% of sneeze germs. So if you're concerned about the coronavirus and want to look into this a little bit further or maybe need that AC system checked out, just give them a call over at Nash Heating and Air. They follow all the CDC safety protocols, and they'll be glad to explain to you how all of this works. 504-835-4440. Get peace of mind with an air purification system at your home or place of business. Nash Heating and Air, family-owned and operated for 50 years. Give them a call, 504-835-4440, or just go to nashac.com. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 6:24, talking to Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark on this Monday morning, April the 6th. So, Mark, as it relates to the stimulus package, small businesses, are they going to see any of this money anytime soon? And what kind of effect does that have on the economy, although not publicly traded companies?
Tommy, it's certainly been promised that it would come out sooner than later, and it's a ton of money. I mean, the whole stimulus package, what was it, $2.2 trillion is going to circulate through the economy. And this payroll protection program, it's gotten off to a clunky start. It's going through financial institutions. They're going to file businesses' claims that will keep their people employed for 2.5 months. But it's gotten off to a bad start because it goes through the Small Business Administration. There are many questions that need to be answered, so it's kind of a delay on that. But they really need that to go through. Treasury promises that, you know, they'll fix any of the bugs and problems using the SBA to funnel this money into the hands of the employers so they won't lay people off. They'll keep them employed. People can pay their rent. People could get some money for lost wages or potentially lost wages. So I think that's going to have a significant effect on what's going on economically. The other part is that unemployment rate last week. We had a bad employment report, as we were kind of expecting that. So we had down 701,000 for the month, and it's usually an up 250. So we had a large change there from it being up 250,000 jobs to a minus 701,000 jobs. But I'll give you, for instance, Tommy, the unemployment rate ticked up from 3.5 to about 4.5. And we say, well, wow, that's a big change. That was a lot of jobs lost. Again, back to the PPP. Hopefully we'll get these people back on some type of payroll. But 5% used to be an extremely low unemployment rate. And now we're at 4.4, even after last month's kind of a terrible month. So the economy was, you had alluded to it right before we went on to the break. The economy was so strong, a 50-year low on unemployment, hovering around 3.4 and 3.5. It was incredibly low, and that's what we had. The economy was so strong during that time. So if this clears up, I think we could pick back up on that. I think it won't be too much time lost. and we could get people back to work and businesses back open, I think the momentum is still around. If this lingered for months and months, that's where you start deteriorating everything. And does Treasury, they've already said, well, if this payroll protection program kind of plays itself out in 2 months, they're ready to extend the program for another 2 months. So in essence, if the federal government is keeping millions of people employed through that process. So that's what's happening right now.
Explain them, if you will. The president talks about a stimulus plan to repair the infrastructure in this country, which is just crumbling. And I think we all know that it's deteriorating rapidly, and some money is going to have to be spent on this. We're talking roads, tunnels, bridges, sewage systems, etc. He says we can borrow that money with no interest. I'm a little bit confused about that. With who are they borrowing the money from, and how can they get it with zero interest?
I mean, I don't know about zero. The 30-year Treasury rate right now is about 1.2. So that's, in essence, what the government would pay for money. Long talked about through the Obama administration, I think even before that, it was claimed to be at a $1 trillion cost. So what you were mentioning was twice that amount. Mm-hmm. I think they've gone crazy with borrowing. The stimulus package is part of it. That infrastructure package would be another part of it. Look, we run deficits every year. They spend more than they take in. So anything that they're talking about for injections in the economy, that's great. Want to get the economy back going and lessen the impact to citizens. But that's all borrowed money. And they've gotten intoxicated with these low rates, feel like, well, we could borrow as much as we want with no consequence. It just at some point, you got to deal with something like that, to deal with a $30-plus trillion deficit.
That's what it would be, because you're at 24 almost right now, and then you're adding two here, point something, two point something there. Eventually, you're talking real money.
Yeah, eventually you are. That's right. And it's just mind-boggling money. And how do you start paying something down when the government continues to run a deficit every year? The T word is just routine now, which was in past years unspeakable. You'd never speak of a $1 trillion deficit. Well, that got ushered in the Obama administration, and it continues today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next Monday, if not before 6:30. Time now for WWL First News. When we come back, we're trying to highlight a charity each day that really needs your help. We'll talk to Jay Weiss with Second Harvest Food Bank. Right now, here it is, news with WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.